You've probably heard the phrase, you can't change people. And on some level, I absolutely believe in this idea, but it's not always true. People can change, but how can you get someone to change their ways? Before you try to change someone else's behavior, avoid the tactics that won't change them. Change truly has to come from a person's decision to change, and that in large part is completely on them. But there are actions you can avoid to hinder change. Judging someone doesn't prompt change. Shaming someone doesn't prompt change. Creating more rules doesn't prompt change. Ultimatums don't prompt change. The pitch challenge today: whether it is a partner, team member, family member, or friend, foster change through understanding, empathy, curiosity, and acceptance. You can't change people means you cannot mess with their unique God-given design, but people can change on their own when they are in accepting relationships. This doesn't mean you have to agree with their lifestyle or choices, but if you aren't rebuking them, you have an opportunity to model a behavior that may motivate them to make their own change that will be more sustaining. I recently had my brain scanned and posted the images on social media along with a comparison scan of other brains that were less healthy than mine. You can check it out on my Instagram page, Amy Summers NYC. A friend of mine saw these scans and immediately decided to change his casual marijuana habit. He hasn't smoked since seeing them and is inspired by my brain scans to get his brain healthy. Even though I don't smoke marijuana or anything else for that matter, I've never placed judgment or shame on anyone else for choosing that lifestyle. My friend made a healthy lifestyle change on his own accord that perhaps he would never have been prompted to make if he didn't feel safe in my acceptance and friendship. People can change, and you do have the power to help foster that change, but only if you avoid the tactics that repel a real relationship.